pipe out of one, and I had a little skunk that didn't come under the house, and he crawled up through that hole and was in the bathroom when the girls went naked. They really come out of it. They're a pretty good sized girl. I know I was grown.
What about all the bushy tail animals that run around in trees together, taking
collars
and all?
Oh, a squirrel, a big squirrel. I got a fox squirrel and a cat squirrel. Fox squirrel are pretty easy to tame. If you ever get one, you can tame it. One of my neighbors had one, and I didn't know he was a tame squirrel. I almost shot that squirrel. I lived right here. There wasn't any houses around over the next street. Anyway.
Normal.
He don't look like a squirrel.
Yeah, I see some of those.
We got what we call a salamander that don't have a tail. And we got moles. Oh, very similar to a salamander.
Chipmunks or brown squirrels around
here? Well, they got flying squirrels. They really don't fly, but they sail. They can flap their wings, the skin between the front leg and the back leg is connected. And they get up into a tree and dive out of the tree. They sail by you, they sail by a tree, grab it to both feet as they go by. They used to be more then than they are now. When civilization came along, they don't cater to it. They like to be down in the woods.
Yeah. Talking about that. Do you got any names, collective names, that cover all kinds of
pesty
animals that
raid, maybe raid varmints? Everybody calls them varmints. That's a word, too. That's not just a saying. I mean, you find that one in the dictionary.
Right, yeah. I'll ask you about some words and expressions that I call. Say if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she'd say, well, first I better ask.
Ask permission?
Yeah, or ask who to ask. She's a married woman, she'd say, first I better ask my.
That's an old man. Most of them say that about even when they're young.
Would you call your wife?
Who they're talking to.
Would you call your wife an old woman?
I used to. My dad always called my mother an old woman. She'd make a face like, keep kidding. That's the way they had a kid. But some of them talking about them with whoa. They get talking to each other and they know each other pretty well. They talk about their old woman. I've heard that all my life.
What do you call a woman who's lost her husband? She's a...
What?
A woman who's lost her husband is a...
We call her a widow.
What if her husband's not dead but he just left her?
She's still to be married with her. He's supposed to be.
Ever heard her call grass widow anything?
Yeah, that grass widow. That used to distinguish between a widow and one that her husband was dead and one of them. We call her grass widow.
And your mother and father together, they're your what?
Parents.
You know, sometimes a kid, maybe he's a baby, he'll have a name that's known just in the family, you know, kind of nickname just in the family.
The whole family would nickname out of it.
If they got any special kind of name for that nickname, just for the baby, just in the family?
No, I think Dad had different names than anyone come along. Never did call us by the name we were given. I think he did it most to aggravate my mom. I don't know. I don't know why he called me Bowser. He used to read the old grip paper that had Bowser in it every week. I guess I was packed like old man Bowser, so he called me Bowser.